We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, let's start hour number two off. What's going on? Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Jim Rome. For some breaking news, Jeff Passan tweets. Right-hander Justin Verlander and the New York Mets are in agreement on a contract. Sources familiar with the deal tell ESPN, reportedly 2 years, $86 million. Sometimes you get the hammer and sometimes you don't. DeGrom is gone. Verlander comes in. 43 per. Why the hell not? Walk it off, Jay. Walk it off. Couple of years in New York. 43 mil per. Wait for the call from the Hall of Fame. Why not? A big shout out to my guy, the crime dog. Freddie McGriff got in finally. Love Fred McGriff.
Finally.
If you know this show, you know that the crime dog used to come on quite a bit back in the day. So congrats to him. Shout out to Tom Emanski. They've got to be a package deal, right? In terms of the 2 years, $86 million, according to CBS Sports, that is the highest AAV in MLB history. Max Scherzer had been at 43.3. Second highest, I should say, because Scherzer's at 43.3. Justin Verlander now at 43 per. Jacob DeGrom, second, according to numerous reports, 37 mil. So the Mets now have the two highest paid players ever on their team. And what do they have to show for it? Hey, Rome, brothers separated at birth. Coach Greg Berhalter and Brian Albers signed Mike and Snowbird. Hey, Mike, you think everybody is separated at birth from Brian Albers? If somebody does not have a full head of hair, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Brian Albers. Separated at birth. Has anybody ever seen them in the same room at the same time? Come on, Mike, do better. Jim, I'm surprised that you didn't start the week off talking about the big fella putting a beat down on Coach Bra's team, Nick in Erie. Here's the thing about the NFL. I mean, it's always a tough call. There's always about a half a dozen things that I want to start with and I've got to think about. Believe me, I thought about that. Jim Irsay running around saying nonsensical things when he hired Coach Bra. Remember nonsensical things like, hey, you know what I don't want? What I don't want is an NFL head coach who has NFL head coaching experience. I do not want that. Now, what we're getting here is a guy who's not afraid. And then he goes out and he wins that first game against the Raiders. And then Irsay is doing this victory lap on Twitter, just running his mouth. And now what? They go out there. The big fella is just yucking it up, laughing his ass off on the sideline, laughing at Coach Bra, laughing at the whole proceeding. And why not? They dropped 33 on them in the fourth quarter. That game was 21-19 going into the fourth quarter. So where is Irsay right now? I would love to know. No, I wouldn't. I already do know. What do you think the rest of the NFL, people who matter, think of this guy right about now for bringing in Coach Bra? Yeah, it's not working out too well, my man. That's not working out too well. Maybe you could talk Keyshawn Johnson into taking that job next. Or maybe my guy Jeff Passan. I mean, this is what you get when you hire a high school football coach. Are you kidding me with that?
In the upper quartile.
Big Fat Mike looked like Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, and Bill Parcells all rolled into one last night. And he's the big fella. Remember what Irsay said after they won that first game. Quote, he tweeted this, quote, all you critics, you criticize all of us in the NFL for losing. When we make moves to win, you act so righteous. Who you crapping? Just win, baby. Like, wow, dude.
You want to bet against this guy? Put your money down, people. Love to see it. Love to see it.
I wish I had,
because
man.
I know what he's about, and so does Chris. And yes, there's a maturation curve. Shula was 32 years old. He had three nondescript years with the Detroit Lions before.
Dude, he literally mentioned that guy in the same sentence as Don Shula.
The game is not different. We don't build rockets.
Coach Brah.
We're not nuclear scientists.
Coach Brah.
None of our jobs here.
We're saying compared to Coach Brah to Don Shula.
We do here.
He did.
I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage, but I do know how to build a football team.
You do? I'll tell you what you got there. You got the worst defense in football in the last three games. All right, so Coach Brah has come in, and now you have the worst defense in football in the last three games, averaging nearly 32 per game. So what he did was he broke one of the only good parts of that team, the defense. He mentioned Don Shula in trying to rationalize or explain that hire. And then he's like, hey, man, I don't know how they make sausage. I really don't. But, man, I know how to build a team. Yeah, yes, you do. I'll give you that. You know how you build a team? You suck. And then you get Pinky. And then you suck. And then you get Andrew Luck. That's how you build a team. You be really crappy enough that you get the first pick in the draft and hope that there's a generational quarterback there available. And you find one. Hope that there's one of the three or four best quarterbacks ever available who can also function as a head coach too. And then get that guy. And then when that guy's done, and he's got a broken neck, find the next generational guy and get that guy too. That's how you built your team, my man. I don't know how they make sausage, but I damn well know how they build teams. Right.
I don't know how to make
by
sausage.
Being horrible and playing your way into the first pick overall. Where are you now? I mean, that was so embarrassing. Meantime, Justin Verlander is going to get that major contract. And I never thought that I would say this, but 12 Wood and I had similar thoughts on this. In fact, we all did. 12 Wood asks, did anybody ask the man? The Verlander. Hashtag Terry.
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 Oh my God, we won 2 out of 3. Big deal. This team is an absolute f-ing joke. 23-8. Syndergaard. Get out of here, you little Barbie doll. Get the f*** out of here. Go get a little robotic arm. Because you can't even stay 2 innings for this team.
Oh, my God.
Without getting hurt.
Go get a little robotic arm.
It's all Ray Ramirez's fault, that f***ing mole face. Get him out of here.
Mole face.
You got Kevin Plawecki getting absolutely rocked.
I love this kid so much.
You know it's bad when you can put the backup catcher in there.
You know what I'm going to do?
Damn.
Thanks, Albie. I'm going to take this home, and I'm going to start playing that to Logan Rome. He's actually too old. It wouldn't work. I was going to hold that kid up as an example of who I want you to be, son. He's too old now. Logan's too old. He's too laid back. I'll tell you what I did say, though. I said to Dodger Jano, Logan's gotten into a number of colleges, but there's two or three that he really wants to get into that he has not gotten into yet, and one of them is Boulder. I said, I'm telling you, it just got that much tougher to get in. That school has a much, much, much higher profile than it did 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago, before Coach Prime said yes. Like, I still cannot believe he picked them. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing that Deion Sanders, and never mind the money, never mind that he was making a reported 300 gur, and now he's going to make a reported 5 mil plus, and that the AD even admitted, we don't know where we're going to get the money. We just know we're going to get the money. Never mind the money, even though the money's the thing. I cannot believe that Deion Sanders is going to Colorado. I think it's incredible. I know exactly why they want him. Although it's not a lock and it's not a given. You can't just assume this guy's going to show up and win big and win that conference and make it happen overnight, like Lincoln Riley did at USC, for instance. But it's worth rolling the dice on. Can I tell you what this guy can do, not just for that football team and that athletic department, but the entire university? $5 million per, even if they don't know where they're going to get it, is a really cheap price to pay for that. for what it does for the visibility and look of the entire school. So I was trying to make the argument to Janet, my wife, like, if Logan wants to get in there, and I know he does, it might just be getting tougher now because I'll bet you the applications are just going to soar. I know the recruiting is for football. That kid's too much. The F-bombs, the mole face, the robotic arm.
Terry.
And Ursa is saying, hey, I don't know about sausage. We're going to Mars. But I know how to build a football team, yo. Right, just keep doing what you're doing and maybe you'll get Caleb Williams. That's how you build a team. Wells wants in. I think the Colts might be better with the other Coach Bra. Were Ursa giving Silk the head coaching job next?
Bra.
I mean, sincerely, it would make about as much sense. Saturday's a great dude. Saturday was hot taken with the best of them. Saturday was flipping pancakes with the best of them. Saturday was a great player for the Colts. Lots to like about this guy. Just not him being a head coach right now in the NFL. There's nothing to like about that. That made no sense then. And obviously, he's getting his head handed to him by the big fella. I've never seen the big fella look that loosey and goosey. Like, my man looked like he knew Thanksgiving dinner was coming up after that win. Like I said, that dude looked like Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, and Bill Parcells all rolled into one going up against Coach Bra. What a beatdown. And how embarrassing for Ursay to be running his mouth like that and in prime time with all of his peers watching and the entire nation seeing that go down like that. And you're still challenging us to bet against this guy. Wish I had.
Love to see it.
Love to see it. Love to see it. All right, so let me finish my thoughts on Coach Prime when we come back. How about Deshaun Watson? Could that guy have looked any worse?
Watson?
Any worse? Cincinnati coming back on KC once again. Oh, that's still ahead. Dell Technologies Days of Deals for Business. Start right now with a fresh, limited quantity set of deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th gen Intel Core processors. Do not forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories. And get free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Just call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL. Once again, that is 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Always good to see the three-time Smack-Off champ jump in. Unless he does this. Leff and Laguna, quote, Jake is interested in going to Boulder. So are we. Hacky sacks, frisbees, and longboards. I mean, dude, not funny at all. Wrong kid, and not funny at all. Leff, did somebody get control of your account? Were you hacked? Now, Jake is wrapping up his senior year at Wisconsin. Logan is our younger son who's wrapping up his senior year of high school and then trying to find a college. And Boulder is on the short list. All right, so why don't we talk about that for a minute? Like, it's hard to believe, but it's happening. Coach Prime is a Colorado Buffalo. Like, I cannot believe they got this guy. And moreover, I really cannot believe that he wanted that gig. But now that it's happening, I can't look away. I can't take my eyes off it. It's incredible. I mean, I am far away from this, and it's only now starting, but it's amazing to see what's already happened over the weekend alone. Deion Sanders instantly made Colorado arguably the most interesting program in America. Yeah, I said that about Colorado. The same Colorado that just rattled off a 1-11 season. The same Colorado is now the most fascinating program in the country. And another thing is for damn sure, it's going to be the most prime program in the country. Because as big a get as this is for Colorado, the stipulation that comes along with this, and there are a few, is that it is now prime show. Forget kid gloves. There is no way anybody is going to tell Prime on what he can and can't do, or what to do, or how to do it. Even he may not necessarily know what to do or how to do it, because he's only coached three seasons. Remember that. This is his first Power 5 shot. And there are a lot of coaches, experienced coaches, guys with a lot more experience than him, that massively failed at Colorado. Yet there's nobody else like him, right? You can find coaches with a lot more experience, but you can't find people in any walk of life that are quite like this guy, with his it, with his charisma, with his personality, with his ability to motivate, inspire, persuade. Different dude. You know, we are talking about somebody who is a legend in the NFL. We are talking about somebody who is a all-star in Major League Baseball. Guy that nobody thought would do well as a coach, who's just crushing it and coached his way into this opportunity. And the Coach Prime experience is going to be one of a kind. We know this already. It's only been a couple of days, and it's already off to a wild start. For instance, the way Deion introduced his new quarterback, his own son.
Where's Shador? Shador? And this is your quarterback. All right. He's going to have to earn it. Don't believe that. He's going to have to earn it.
I mean, it's hilarious. Prime, what do you mean he's going to have to earn it? You just introduced him as your new quarterback. Hey, where's Shador?
And this
Shador,
is your
here he is. Right. Here's your new quarterback. Now, hold up. He's going to have to earn it. But you just introduced him as your new quarterback.
He's going to have to earn it.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. I mean, hell yes, it's extremely unusual for a Power 5 coach to walk into his intro presser with the team's new star quarterback already in tow. And that new star quarterback is the coach's son. But that's part of the deal you get with Coach Prime. An extremely unusual person and situation and approach. Prime's approach. Prime's rules. Hell, in the announcement alone, I think they called him Coach Prime 8 times. The school. Now, is it going to work on this level with one of the most beaten down programs in the country? I don't know. But I cannot wait to find out. Because there is no other dude like this who shows up day one with his son, announces him as the starting quarterback, although he has to earn it, and then meets with his new team and straight up encourages them to hit the portal, which I also respect. You know, coaches can do whatever the hell they want. They come and they go as they please. This guy's like telling them straight up, hey, y'all, watch this. See that portal over there? If I were you, I would go investigate. I'd go, in fact, I'd run to it. Anybody else would probably try to re-recruit who they have. Not Prime. Like, I don't want to speak for him at all. But he's probably thinking to himself, re-recruit? Re-recruit what, man? They were 1-11. What the hell would I want to keep any of this for? It's not all their fault. But they were 1-11. He all but told them, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Listen to this amazing quote. We have a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my own luggage with me and it's Louis. End of quote. That's an incredible thing to say publicly. Or even to the players personally, like, I so respect it, man. The guy's just shooting straight. He's being real. We have a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my own luggage with me, and it's Louis, as in Louis V, as in Louis Vuitton. And y'all are a bunch of Samsonite, all right? Busted up Samsonite with duct tape, keeping it closed, banging around the carousel. Your zippers don't work, and the whole thing is being held shut by silver electric duct tape. wheels fell off years ago. They're dragging you through the airport. I hate to say that about college kids. I really do. But I mean, the guy just said it. Got my own luggage, yo, and it's Louis. He then followed that up with, quote, "So I want y'all to get ready to go jump in the portal and get whatever you're going to get, because the more of you jump in, the more room you make." Wait, what?
Get ready.
I think what he just said was, the more of you who leave, the less I have to worry about you being here, and the more that I can fill those spots with, because believe me, I can fill them with better than what I have right now. This is real now. This is real talk. Again, not anything that you would ever hear out of anybody else's mouth other than, quote, Coach Prime. And myself, I'm not big on this. Have you ever noticed that when I interview coaches, I don't call them coach? You know why? They're not my coach. I don't play for them. But I got no problem calling this guy Coach Prime. Look at Coach Prime. His mouth is the only mouth that matters right now in Boulder. Right now. Right now. We'll see how it goes. Now, how Boulder is going to feed that mouth is a little bit murky, like I said. They've got to finance that hire. And the AD admitted, we don't have the money just yet. But there's no way that Coach Prime takes that job if he doesn't think that the money's coming. I mean, what? They're going to drop an IOU on him? We're good for it. We're good for it. But cash could be an issue. Not that Deion is pressed for paper. I don't think that's the case. But he was making a reported 300 grr at Jackson State. And he just got raised to roughly $5 million per. And I don't know too many people who are turning down a raise like that, even if you have other choices. And I'm still a little bit shocked that he's taking this on. I know why they want him. Like I said, for $5 million per, if he can rebuild that football program and build even greater visibility for that university, that is such a cheap price to pay. That is such a good investment for that school. And I don't mean for the football program or even the athletic department. I mean for the entire university. But the fit is kind of strange, isn't it? Deion. Like Deion in the Rocky Mountains. It's fascinating, the whole thing. And they're still paying the dude that they paid more money to than anybody they'd ever paid before in Carl Durrell. As far as him encouraging guys on the roster to go to the portal, apparently they're listening. Every quarterback on the roster is already in the portal. Why not? He just introduced his son as the starting quarterback. They probably were climbing over each other to get to the portal.
He's going to have to earn it.
He is? I don't think. I think you just announced him as the day one starter. I think you just announced him as QB1,
quarterback,
which is fine. What do you mean he's going to have to earn it?
He's going to have to earn it.
So how are they going to afford all this? How do you pay for this? Because not only do you have to pay the guy, you're going to have to pay the guy's staff too. So the official athletic department response to that question was essentially, let's not get into that just yet.
How did you come up with enough money to get this guy?
Well, look, we don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece.
Isn't that a fascinating thing to hear? And I'm sure they don't. All these other schools are scratching these just crazy checks to make guys go away. To not coach. Like, unlimited money. Here's 10 mil. Man, beat it. Get the hell out of here. And then what they're saying is, we got our guy, but we can't afford to pay him. You've got schools paying so much more money to other coaches to get them to go away. This is going to be incredible. Why else would I be talking about Colorado football the way I am right now? That in and of itself is worth $5 million a year, even if they don't have it and they're not exactly sure where they're going to get it. They know. They may not have it, but they know. There's no way this guy's coming if they don't know how they're going to pay him. I don't think they're going to pay him in crypto. So more on that. Like I said to Janet Rome, mother of Logan Rome, if that kid wants to get in there, he's going to have to rewrite some essays or get a little extra velo or something, because it's going to be tougher to get in that school now. It's already a pretty hard school to get into. Boulder is not an easy school to get into. He's already gotten into a number of schools, but not the few that he really wants to get into, and that's on the short list, and now it's going to be tougher. Squirrel 2, tell Coach Prime, as part of the hire package for Colorado, he gets a complimentary car and dog wash. Sincerely, Big Head. I mean, the Big Head's in that part of the country. I don't know where the Big Head is, what he does every single day. I just know that he has, strangely, lots and lots of takes about that hire. Strangely. And I'm not really sure why that is. Normally, I don't hear from him until Wednesday night when we start talking about the pod. But this guy's just been blowing me up all morning about Coach Prime, and I don't know why. When we return, Richard Sherman is going to join me. Lots to talk to him about. What do the 49ers do? So if the 49ers have a Super Bowl caliber roster almost everywhere except under center, what do they do now that Jimmy Garoppolo is down for the rest of the year? Do they go with what they have? Do they bring in Baker Mayfield? Are there any other options? Are they still a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Richard Sherman on all of that when we come back. But I do have a sports update for you. Here is the latest.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Quick reminder to you all, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original, old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. So you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, so we're efforting Richard Sherman right now. Some reaction to Coach Prime. I'm looking at him right now on social media. It is amazing. Listen, it's... You could not get where he is or accomplish what he's accomplished as a head coach if it were only flash. There's definitely a work ethic involved. There's a grind involved. There's an ability to lead and motivate a team and a staff. There's a lot more to it than that. But when you look at the way the game is right now with NIL, the transfer portal, social media, the fact that it seems like there's a camera following him around at all times, that the camera loves him, he loves the camera. He's got this it. His relentless pursuit of recruits. The fact that he got the top recruit in the entire nation to not go to his alma mater, but to join him where he was. It just seems like this guy's a near perfect guy at a near perfect time to do something really dramatic, even more dramatic than he's already done. But you can see the energy for it. And he's already hit the ground running, and already on social, calling out to recruits. Like, there's this great clip of him right now. He's going to go on TV somewhere. He's getting makeup, and he said something like, "It starts not tomorrow, not the next day. We are recruiting right now. I'm not hard to find. He's telling recruits. I mean, the energy, just off the charts, and hitting the ground running, even if they don't know where to get the money to pay him. Hey, Rome, Coach Prime is right to focus on his family at his new position. Yours, BK and the Jugheads.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited. Family in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with two great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Difference is, Prime's family includes a star quarterback. He needs players, needs them quickly, and can get them quickly. Hey, Rome, we offered Coach Prime $5 million a year. But hell, we didn't actually think that he would accept. Sign the Colorado AD.
We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece.
Hey, listen, I bet they didn't think that he would accept. You're Colorado. You're 1-11. You've been beaten down for years. The money was not the issue. It was getting the guy to say yes, and he did. That, to me, is the biggest shock of all. I know why they wanted him. That's an incredible pull for Colorado. Absolutely astonishing. That's what I don't get. I understand why they tried to get him. I can't figure out why he said yes to them. And I would say nothing against them, but obviously I'm saying something against them if I'm saying I cannot believe he said yes, but he did. And now I can't stop looking at them. Now it's like the most compelling thing there is. Now it's riveting. SA Sports Honk tweets, hey, Rome, Colorado doesn't have the money to pay for Coach Prime. Maybe they should put him on layaway. Signed, clones in Walmart.
We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it.
Yeah, they will. As promised, we're joined right now by an NFL analyst for Amazon Prime Video. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a five-time All-Pro cornerback. He is a member of the 2010s All-Decade Team, and he's the co-host of a brand-new Amazon docuseries called The League. Richard Sherman joins me. Richard, what's going on? How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. I want to talk to you about your new docuseries, and you know we will. Let me get your thoughts really quickly on a few things, though, if you don't mind. Jimmy Garoppolo suffered that season-ending ankle injury. Devastating break, obviously. Niners did dig deep. They handled a good Miami team, but they've got much bigger goals than that, right? So if you're the Niners, how do you move forward without Garoppolo the rest of the season?
I think if anybody can weather it, it's them because of the defense that they have and the system that Kyle Shanahan has in place. I think Jimmy Garoppolo it hurts, you know, because he's a friend. He's a good player. I'm sure his teammates are hurting for him. But I think that's why they kept Brock Purdy. They saw something in him throughout the offseason that he could back him up, and he's backed him up the entire season. I think they definitely are going to have to get a veteran quarterback. They went out and got Josh Johnson. I think if Shanahan's built to weather this storm, you know, he'll draw the plays up. He'll keep it simple. He'll get the ball to his playmakers in space and allow them to make it work and try his best to avoid putting him in situations where he has to take shots and take risks.
Richard Sherman is joining us. Richard, so Baker Mayfield wanted a release reportedly from Carolina, and he got it. Does that make sense to you? If you're the 49ers, do you bring him in, and would he be a better option than Purdy?
No. No, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. I do not believe in Baker Mayfield. I get sick of these guys, these first round top picks getting opportunity after opportunity, regardless of how bad they play. I think you give Brock Purdy. He played solid against the Miami Dolphins, a tough defense to play against, especially with the pressure they bring. He'll face Todd Bowles this week, which will be a tougher defense than he faced. But I think if you treated Baker Mayfield like Mr. Irrelevant or fifth round pick or a practice squad quarterback and looked at his body of work and looked at how he's played, and you wouldn't be having a conversation about giving him another opportunity. And I think that's where everyone gets caught up in saying, oh, the pedigree or the ceiling or what he did in college or what has he done in the National Football League? He's had some solid seasons. He had some solid seasons in Cleveland. But I don't think the 49ers risk what they have and put it in Baker Mayfield's hands. I don't see that happen.
Richard, I am not surprised by sharp, incisive commentary from you. I'm curious, now that you're on the other side, I mean, you come up as a young guy, you play the game at a really high level, you deal with the media, you watch the media, the world's changing, the media's changing. Now you're on the other side. How do you like this process? How do you like this side of the game, the work?
I enjoy it. You know, you watch tape just about the same. You understand it. You analyze it. You just don't got to stop nobody. You know, I don't got to go out there and stop it. I just got to tell people how they should be stopped or what they should do to stop them. And that makes it a lot different for me. And on game day, when we're out there, we're analyzing the game, but you don't have a winner or a loser. You walk out of the game, you didn't win, you didn't lose. You know, you did your best. You explained it as best you can, and you go home. Body's not sore, you know, so it's a little different, but I'm enjoying it.
Richard Sherman joining us. All right, so really quickly, Philadelphia pounded the Titans. They go to 11-1. You know, the biggest concern about Philadelphia had been their run defense. How impressed were you with the way they shut down Derrick Henry and held the Titans to only 87 rushing yards?
Yeah, I mean, that was incredible. I mean, I think you got to give credit that they're adjusting. You know, they Linville, Joseph, and Sue coming in. That's what they do. They don't move. You know, they don't move. They don't let people run the ball on them. And I think there's there was enough humility there in Philadelphia to understand, hey, this is an issue. We got to find a way to address it. And they addressed it. And their defense is playing fantastic offensively all day, always open. A.J. Brown, you know, having his revenge game. Devontae Smith having one of his best games of the season. And Jalen Hurts looking like an MVP candidate. I mean, shoot, it's all working for him.
Richard Sherman joining us for a few more moments. Let me ask you really quickly about Lamar Jackson. He left that game yesterday. He did not come back, Richard. The Ravens win. Obviously, he's playing for a contract right now. What advice would you have for him? How should he handle this going forward?
I talked about it on the podcast. He should handle it like the Baltimore Ravens have handled it. You do what's best for your business. The Baltimore Ravens felt like what's best for their business is to not give him a contract extension as of now, to not, because he wants too much guaranteed money and they're going to franchise him next season. So you do what's best for you and protect your brand. You're going into free agency. Do you go out there and risk it for a team that was not willing to take risks for you? And that's a question he has to ask himself. If this close to free agency, hey, you want to go out there and put your body on the line on a playoff run where you're not going to make a ton of money, and try to win a team a Super Bowl that doesn't want to give you the money or the security going forward. So I don't know. I mean, that's how I see it.
It's gotta be kind of a tough thing, right? Like, he doesn't want to let his teammates down, but he's got to look out for himself. So what does the guy do? I mean, you're not suggesting that he shut it down, or are you?
Well, I'm saying he's already going to be shut down for a while. They're saying it's going to likely be weeks. I don't know what the injury is. They just said knee injury. So it could be MCL. But usually when they say that sprained knee, it's usually an MCL. And usually an MCL is 4 to 6.
Right.
And that's at minimum. You know, I don't know what it is. So if you're saying it's 4 to 6, the season will just be about over. So if they're in playoff position, do you go out there and say, hey, I'm going to step back in for the playoffs and try to give my team the best? Because that's the hard thing as a player. As an organization, they don't think about, like, oh, letting my teammates down or whatever. They do what's best for the organization. Hey, if I need to cut a player, if I need to pick up a player, if I need to, a player's not playing up to his contract and he has 3 years left and we need to cut him, they're going to do what's best for their organization. A player always has to think about the personal connection to his teammates and the guys he sacrificed with. And so that all has to go into consideration, where a team can just be cutthroat and the fans will be like, yeah, that's exactly, we had to do that. But when a player does something that's best for the player, it's like, what? He's being selfish. He's being like, is the team not being selfish in those regards? I don't know.
Richard Sherman joining us. All right, so you got a brand new show called The League. A really interesting concept. What is this about, The League?
It's a audio series talking about the untold stories of National Football League. I mean, everything from Tom Brady's jersey getting stolen in the background, about how the guy went back to Mexico with the jersey. And I mean, it's incredible stuff that I had never heard. As I'm doing the series and narrating it, I was learning as we went. And it was really cool to learn about the draft and how it used to be the Wild Wild West. And you got guys getting flown, you know, to teams that didn't draft them and kidnapped, basically. I mean, it was crazy what the league was versus what it is now. So I think fans would really enjoy it if they took a listen at some of the stories and learn a lot.
That is wild. What else? Is there another ep or another episode or two that comes to mind that you really liked?
I mean, those are the two that come to mind. I mean, we go deep into... And they use other analysts, they use college professors, they use ex-players, they use everybody, ex-coaches. I mean, they even talk about the story of could the best college football team beat the worst NFL team? And you know that conversation comes up every single year. It's coming up now where they're talking about Georgia could beat the Texans. And it's like, no, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. I hear you, but that'd be a long day for those Georgia kids. You know, these are grown men. And you would realize that as the game progressed, grown men would come out and you'd be like, oh, okay, these are kids versus grown men, and it's different.
I think that's fascinating you just said that, because I was having that very same conversation on this show last week, and I said never, ever, 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 ever could the best college team beat even the worst pro team ever, ever. Is that the way you see it?
That's exactly the way I see it. I mean, you're talking about pros versus amateurs.
Grown-ass men.
And some of these amateurs, right, some of these amateurs will beat pros, but... Like, this is a team full of them. This is a team full of the best of the best of the best of the best. This is like an all-star college team maturing and developing. These people have kids, and they're grown men, and they're going to hit you harder than you've ever been hit. They're going to push you different than you've ever been pushed. It's going to be different.
This show is called The League. You want to make sure you check it out. Richard, really quickly before you go, what did you make of Deshaun Watson? He had not played in about 700 days. He looked like it. Can you see the Browns making any kind of run or anything really significant happening this season with him under center?
No, but I think you leave him out there and let him continue to grow and let him continue to get the kinks out. I mean, 700 days is a long time for anybody, any position to be sitting out. If you talk about a corner sitting out for 700 days or offensive lineman and coming back, you would expect some rust. But you also have to grow through it. And thankfully, their defense showed up in a big way and they got the punt return touchdown. And so they were able to overcome that. But you have to let him go out there and knock the rust off. 2 years of rust, no training camps in 2 years. Like, for other positions, it's tough. But this quarterback is the toughest position to get to speed. You know, we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo earlier in the season. They were like, he's struggling. It's like, well, because you guys were about to trade him and didn't let him practice at all. And then coming into the season, you keep him, and now he's practicing, but he still doesn't have the training camp foundation to allow him to get up to speed. And as the season progressed, you saw him get sharper and sharper and sharper. And I expect the same to happen with Deshaun Watson, except it's been a lot longer.
He is the co-host of a new Amazon docuseries. It's called The League. You want to make sure you find that. An NFL analyst for Amazon Prime Video, Super Bowl champ, and a 5-time All-Pro. He is Richard Sherman. Sherm, appreciate you very much. Great to have you back on. Thanks for doing that.
I appreciate you. Anytime. Good to see you again.
You too, Richard. Great seeing you. Really good to see you and really great to talk to you. Richard Sherman via Zoom. And again, check out his new show, the docuseries The League. He is the co-host of that Amazon program. My thanks to Richard Sherman. Hour number 3 coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We are wide open. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686.